Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
Now, I'm the son of an Englishman. And there's no joke, there's no pun to follow that. I'm the son of an Englishman. So tea in our family was very, very important. I think tea was always more popular than coffee. Mum was a big tea drinker as well. So the thing is, I've never been a huge tea drinker. I don't know where I've let the family line down. But if you love your tea, I don't mind a cup of tea. I like it nice and sweet as well. But more importantly than that, it's what it's served in. And teapots have become so popular over the last couple of years. And Morpeth is the tea mecca of the universe at the moment. Trevor Richards from Morpeth Gallery. Would that be fair to say that the eyes of the tea-drinking world are on Morpeth at the moment? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, they certainly are. It's the annual novelty teapot exhibition in Morpeth, and the entire village participates. All the tea rooms do lots of tea tasting and Devonshire teas, which, of course, is a very English thing. And, of course, it was Josiah Wedgwood, who was the original teapot maker of a novelty teapot back in the UK. And he made a cabbage teapot for his wife. And that started off novelty teapot making and has existed in the UK in particular for centuries. And it's disappointing to see a lot of those teapotries now closing their doors in the UK as more and more teapots are made in China.
And do you think the problem is also when the tea bag came into existence? Because I don't know, I love walking into a tea shop, and there's been some gourmet tea shops pop up in some of the large shopping centres over the last couple of years. And I, for me personally, I just grab the black leaf tea bag and jiggle and dangle. But there is an art to making a cup of tea, isn't there?
Well, there is. And I think it's interesting. My daughter lives in Newcastle, down at the Honeysuckle there. And when her friends come round, Kylie always makes tea in a teapot using leaf tea. And the daughter of one of her friends, she'd be 12, maybe 13, she said, "Mum, that tea of Auntie Kylie's is so much nicer than what we have." And that's because it's leaf tea. So the quality of leaf tea, and tea drinkers will know this, is superb. And that's why you get so many different flavours and different sorts of tea in tea shops.
Trevor, is it fair to say that not every tea is created equal, and in that shape and form, the water temperature needs to be different for different teas?
Yes, that's right. And some of the modern kettles you actually purchase these days for boiling water actually have a series of set temperature settings on them. And it has a higher temperature for black tea, a cooler temperature for a green tea, and so on. So it goes down. And so the idea is to actually not boil the kettle with the water, because that deoxygenates it. And so if you bring it up to the boil and take it off just before it starts to physically boil, you keep all that oxygen in, and that assists in ejecting the lovely flavours and essences from the leaf tea that you're using.
I didn't realise it was so scientific in making the humble cup of tea. There used to be a saying, wasn't there, how much you'd put in. Was it one for the pot, one for the cup, and I can't remember. There was some line when it came to how much tea you'd use.
Yes, and that I think comes back from the early days in the 1900s and maybe even late 1800s, when tea was a real luxury. In fact, in the Middle East, tea was actually more expensive than gold, and they used to actually barter with blocks of tea. So this was tea that was somehow made into a block like a gold bar, and it was actually bartered for with the camel trains for other goods. That's how important tea was.
Yeah, empires were built on it, weren't they?
Yes, that's right.
Now, back to Morpeth. How many teapots are on display at the moment?
Okay, so there's 2,500 novelty teapots on display. And what's interesting is that they're split up into different areas. So there is vintage teapots, and these are down in the antique areas, and you'll find the old classic names of Shelley, Dalton, Winton and Spode. There's even Clarice Cliff and Susie Cooper teapots, which are the famous English tea potteries. There is brand new teapots, and they're all the novelty ones, and they're found mount upstairs, and there's also tea cosies. So there's 673 novelty tea cosies. And they enter a competition each year for the best tea cosy. And a local lady won this year. It was Lorraine Laverty, who did a interpretation of Monet's Garden. And that won $500 for the best tea cosy.
Fantastic. Before I let you go this morning, a couple of things. When you drink your cup of tea, do you lift your little finger up?
Yes, you've got to have the finger up.
Oh, this, I don't know. It just makes me... I don't know, it's just, it's an assault on my masculinity. And the other thing, I'm going to press you on this morning. What is your favourite teapot in the whole exhibition so we can keep an eye out for it when we head up to Morpeth?
Well, this morning you'll see a whole lot of school kids there from Warners Bay High School. And they're actually 41 entries that they've made tea novelty teapots. So when they're in Year 9, they come up the year before to look at the teapot exhibition because it's all free. They then go back to school, they make teapots and they bring them up the following year when they're in year 10 and then the next lot of year 9. So there'll be 76 school children from year 9 and 10, Warners Bay High School, there this morning, and they've got some wonderful creations. But my favourite teapot is the good old bunny teapot, a teapot in the shape of a bunny. And you can actually make tea and that, drink out of that.
Well, I hope it tastes better than it looks in that situation. Otherwise, that's a problem. Trevor, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Yeah, crazy and more. But then one of the things I love, there are so many different things happening. It's just a great place to visit when something like this pops along. So if you want to edumacate yourself on tea, Morpeth is the place to be.
2NURFM 103.7.